I'm Kelly Burley, along with Burns Hargis, as we rekindle Campus Connection for the first week of the new semester. And Burns, hello and welcome.
Well, I feel rekindled. Good to hear from you, Kelly.
And I want to start by saying it's obviously a very busy week on the Stillwater campus.
Yeah, it's really buzzing. I mean, we've welcomed the second largest freshman class in history to add to all these other big classes. So, I mean, it looks like Times Square when those chimes ring and the students change class. This freshman class is made up of about 34% out of state, but the really good news is that we have the largest number of in-state freshmen in our history, 2,750. The total class is about 4,170. It's a very diverse class. 30% of the new freshmen are diverse students. It is really a great opportunity for a number of first-generation students that are here. I think nearly 20% of the class are first-generation students. I think our occupancy is almost over 100% on the dorms with all these students. And we fortunately opened a new one called the University Commons, which is a fantastic new facility right on Hall of Fame. And it's a more traditional layout than some of the kind of apartments that we've been building in the past. It incorporates the best elements of traditional halls with the suite-style living. So I visited a couple of the freshman classes on Monday, and they're bright-eyed and excited, and so are we.
And leading up to the new term, a couple of news items featuring OSU.
Yeah, we were very pleased and proud to receive a grant from the National Science Foundation of $6 million for an OSU-led team to develop an integrated unmanned aerial system to improve weather forecasting. This is really thanks to our aerospace engineering professor, Jamie Jacob, who's developed one of the top unmanned aerial system programs in the country. I think we have the only major still, our master's degree, in that subject matter. And we're happy we're going to be collaborating with our sister institution at the University of Oklahoma, as well as Nebraska and Kentucky, on this project. On another front, when we get to talking about our stomachs, our premier wheat development program has introduced its newest variety. It's called Bentley. I guess it follows on the heels of OK Bullet that was used a lot in the plains this past couple of years. But Bentley contributes to our strong tradition of producing high-performing wheat varieties. Brett Carver, who is the chief scientist in that area, as he told me, you create a new variety, it takes the bugs about 2 or 3 years to figure out how to get it, and then you have to have a new variety out there. But this will be available for fall planting, so congratulations to our great ag college.
And, of course, the start of class, not the only big event happening on the Stillwater campus this week. There's another event involving a new partnership.
Yeah, we're going to celebrate the launch of the new OSU Center for Sovereign Nation Engagement and Partnerships. This is an initiative which was made possible by a generous gift from the Chickasaw Nation. It's going to be a multidisciplinary center. As a land-grant university, we have an obligation to serve our state first, and obviously the sovereign nations are a very important part of our state. And so we wanted to launch this initiative to form better partnerships, to respond better to our sovereign nations on their needs, of course, educate their students. We are usually one or two in the top number of Native American graduates in the United States year in, year out. So it's a very important part of OSU, and we think we will increase the engagement and the educational opportunities with members of our great sovereign nations.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.